Put the brooms away this time. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers were looking for the sweep over the Guardians at American Family Field on Thursday. Instead, Milwaukee's guests brought their rally caps.
And he drives one to deep right field. Away, back and gone. Into the second deck. A line drive missile. And Travis Bazzano with his fifth Major League home run.
Guardians TV with the call. That gave Cleveland a lead they would not relinquish. The final score 4-2. Milwaukee, a missed opportunity for the sweep.
We had our opportunities. Hats off to the kid that pitched for them, the lefty. Parker, he was tremendous. He got better as the game went on. He made big pitches. We left guys on base. We struck out way too much, but that was really good pitching we faced today.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, a road test for the first place crew, now headed to Atlanta for a possible playoff preview series with the Eastern Division leading Braves. Game one starts at 6:15 tonight. Jacob Mizorowski will pitch against Martin Perez. Elsewhere in the Central from Thursday, it was the Cardinals losing to the Royals 14-6. Milwaukee's lead over St. Louis in the division remains 5.5 games. From the minors, Midwest League action, the Timber Rattlers lose at the Quad Cities 9-3. It was Beloit being edged by Cedar Rapids in a slugfest 13-10. The Packers have wrapped up their offseason program, dismissing their rookies from the team's final round of OTAs. One player that has coach Matt LaFleur's attention is second-round pick cornerback Brandon Cisse.
Hey, he looks pretty good. Certainly he's got a ton to learn and a lot to improve upon, as to be expected of any young player, but he's just got to continue to build on the foundation he's set. And I think for all these guys, it's critical when they're away from here, the work you put in is going to show up and when training camp comes around.
The Packers open up training camp on July 29th. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.